If you use the Google Play Store to download apps, we have a big warning. With us now, cybersecurity expert, author, and president of the New York-based Information Technology Management Group, Chris Moscovides. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good, good. Thanks for being with us. So it sounds like Android users are being targeted with this technique called versioning. What's versioning and what are they doing?
Well, this is an insidious technique. It's been around for a little bit, and it infects several stores, including the Google Store. What they do is they will create an innocuous app, an app that everybody wants to use, and it's perfectly fine. It doesn't steal any credentials. Everything is fine. And they will put it up to the Google Play Store. Google goes and checks the app. And once Google does that, it says, yep, this is clean, nothing to worry about. And it allows the app to be in the Google Play Store. What happens after a few weeks, after a few months, the developer goes and uses the app and changes its version. And the new version now that has not gone through the same kind of scrutiny as the first one did has the malware in it that goes and does horrible things to you.
And some of those horrible things means it can record things, right?
Yes, they can. As a matter of fact, there is an app that last May was discovered by a company called ESET, called iRecorder. So this was supposed to be a screen recorder, and it remained innocuous for almost a year after it was uploaded. But after that, the versioning kicked in, and it became quite malicious, and they were spying on every user that had iRecorder.
Things are lurking, is what you're telling us. They just hang out until they get a good opportunity. How about something called Sharkbot? What's that, Chris?
Oh, yes. Sharkbot is a particularly nasty little app that propagated through versioning. What that does is it masquerades as a security app, and what it does is it exfiltrates your money. It goes and detects your credentials and goes in and empties out your bank accounts. It's a particularly nasty little creature.
What's really scary about this to me is that it doesn't take effect right away, so that
right.
It sneaks up on you.
That's right. It sneaks up on you, and it's also a little bit tricky in terms of what do you advise users. In other words, what are we to do now? Okay, this is all great, and we understand that this happens in Google Play Store. What are we to do? Well, Google Play Store has upped their security. Okay, and what you need to do enable if you're using Google Play Store is the Google Play Safe, and that checks the apps all the time. So the advice to everybody is, stick with reliable sources where you download your apps. Do not download any app directly from any developer. Always go to Google Play Store, even though, yes, Google Play Store has been compromised in doing this. And always go to like the iTunes Store or the Apple Store to get the apps that you need. Don't go to any third party.
Got it. Stick with the mainstream when it comes to actual downloads.
That's exactly right.
And to be really, really safe, we would have zero electronics. I mean,
okay,
really.
Veronica, we can go there, but I'll go there.
But then we wouldn't get to talk to you every Friday. Chris.
That's right. What fun would that be?
No fun at all. Thank you for being with us, as always.
Always my pleasure. You guys stay safe.
We will. That is cybersecurity expert, author, and president of the New York-based Information Technology Management Group, Chris Moscovides.